This is TWiT.
Let's go to Fort Wayne. Ed is on the line. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Leo. How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Great. I want to know about the YubiKey. I want to know if I can use it on my Linux computer and on my laptop, but not on my iPhone.
Yes, and you can even use it on the iPhone. So let me tell you what the YubiKey is. In fact, I use one. I have one right here on my keychain. So we were talking earlier, I don't know if you heard the conversation about Authy and Google Authenticator and the idea of two-factor authentication. The idea is if somebody were to get your password, they could get into all of your accounts, including maybe even your bank account or worse, your email. That's the one you really want to keep secure. So we always encourage using two-factor. That means you log in with your email or your login name, your password, and then in an additional piece of information based on something you are, your fingerprint or your face ID, or something you know, well, actually the password is something you know, or something you have, which would be perhaps an authenticator on your phone. But even more secure than an authenticator on your phone is these YubiKey. And actually, there are a number of companies that make these. These are authentication keys. They typically you'll plug them in. They have a USB port. You plug it into your computer, and it'll send a string of characters as your authenticator. But unless somebody has physical access to this hardware, they can't get into that account. It's really the most secure way of keeping an account safe. In fact, Google has a special advanced security feature that requires the use of these keys, and they offer that to movie stars and politicians, people who are commonly attacked. So YubiKey makes a variety of different keys, including one that'll work with an iPhone. They have one with a lightning port. Now that iPhone supports NFC for authentication, they also have a YubiKey that has both a USB port and an NFC chip in it. So you just tap it to the back of the phone to get that special code passed along. I think they're really great. I feel like because I'm on the radio talking about technology that I am perhaps a target. So I want to be extra secure. So I do use a hardware key. You know, that means no one can use any of my accounts, at least any of the accounts that offer two-factor, without, you know, actually getting my keychain and getting this key. So I strongly recommend them. I think they're great. Now, there's a disadvantage. They're expensive. It's another $30 or $40, sometimes more. You have to have it with you. You don't want to lose it. In fact, it's important to understand you probably shouldn't just buy one. You want to buy at least two and register them both with any site that you use it with. That way, you have one on your keychain always with you, but you can leave one in a safe at home in case you lose the first one. Does that answer your questions?
Sort of, but I don't know if, I trust.
Oh, you asked if you can use it on Linux? Most Linux is yes. Some Linux is.
I don't want to really use it on my iPhone because I trust my iPhone.
Well, it's not whether you trust your iPhone. It's whether you – it's not about the iPhone. It's two-factor for your bank, for instance, or logging into Amazon. I always use two-factor for my Amazon account. I don't want anybody charging anything on my Amazon account. So it's – yeah, you trust your phone, but
– how do I use it with my phone?
Well, as I said – there are YubiKeys that have lightning ports on them, so you could plug it into the iPhone that way, or NFC, which is that chip that it can read by just tapping the back of the phone.
But you got Face ID with that. You got a Face ID with your phone, and you got that code.
But if you're logging in on your phone to something you've set up with a YubiKey, you need a YubiKey too.
Oh, okay.
See, once you use it with an account, let's say Joe's Fishing Supplies is very smart. They don't want anybody to steal your rod and reel. So they use two-factor. So you set up an account with Joe's Fishing Supplies. You do it on your computer. And you say, and I want to use my YubiKey too. So password plus YubiKey. And they say, okay, plug your YubiKey in. They register it. Now, in order to get into Joe's Fishing Supplies on your iPhone, you can't just say, I'm using my secure iPhone. They're going to say, yeah, but what's your YubiKey? You need to be able to use it on your iPhone too.
But so you got to use it across all platforms.
You have to use it on all platforms. Now, Linux, you're right. There are some versions of Linux that don't automatically understand the YubiKey, but there is a little bit of code you can put. I do this on many Linux setups. You can add to it that will give it YubiKey support. And then, by the way, you can use YubiKey to log in as super user or as administrator. You can use it to log in via SSH. You can use it for all kinds of authentication. And because it's a hardware token, I think it's more secure than any other second factor authentication. So there are several YubiKeys that work with the iPhone. That's the answer. And I tell you what, I will put in the show notes a link to the code that I use on a regular basis. I'm not sure which Linuxes work and which don't. Some Linuxes, I think it's Manjaro, do not have a problem with YubiKeys. And then some Linuxes, there's an additional installation required. But I will right now put up on the show notes, I'll send it to James, the link so that you can add that if your Linux doesn't support it out of the box. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. It's a great question because I'm a fan and I always want a chance, any chance I can get to plug YubiKeys. But as I said, there are other hardware authentication keys that do the same thing. Nitro Key, there's a whole bunch of them. YubiKey's just one of a whole category now.